Well, I want to move on then. We got some new information about the latest iPad and iPad Mini, and the iPad Mini getting finally a USB-C port, also 5G. What did we learn there?
Well, I think some of what we're seeing with iPad Mini, will give us an idea of what's coming with the iPhones in a little bit. Enhanced cameras on front and back, center stage, which allows you to keep a subject in the center of your screen, even as the photographer is moving about. Certainly the improved neural capabilities of the A13 Bionic chip. For kind of improvements in natural learning, which is going to help with speech recognition and the they're talking about the Translate app to translate a conversation in real time. I think what you're seeing with iPad, what you're going to see with iPhone, is not an enormous change in the physical infrastructure of the phone, but just enhancements kind of across the board, particularly in terms of cameras and video.
Well, I want to move on now to the iPhone itself, kind of the big lead up here to the event, and just looking at some of the features that were expected. We got some expectations about new camera features, updated screens, faster processor. What can you tell us about what we should expect here?
I think the expectation is that the i and we don't even know if it's going to be called the iPhone 13. They could go back to the says S designation they use with iPhones 4 through 8, in the sense that the physical package may not look a great deal different, but there's an indication it may be a little heavier, because there's an expectation there will be a you know it's going to pack 1 terabyte of storage, and it's going to have a stronger and longer lasting battery. So it may weigh a touch more, but probably look pretty much the same. But again, every part of the device is going to have a little bit of an upgrade, and Apple is going to tout those upgrades, particularly in terms of camera performance and the ultra wide performance. Maybe we'll get this ProMotion feature in the video, and maybe better video management. More intuitive video management capabilities, so you make it easier to make and edit a movie. I think the storage is going to be very important, because with the more and more, with 5G comes ever more data hungry devices. I'm sorry, ever more data hungry apps, and so you're therefore going to need this extra storage on the device. And not everybody's going to need it, but it'll be available for you if you do need it.
Well, I'd be remiss here if we didn't touch on the iMac. Any feature enhancements that we're expecting for this line of products, Jim?
Well, iMac has had, some of its, I think just generally you're going to see iMac move closer and closer to interaction, I should say, with iOS. So that the Mac one day will be more like accessing apps on the iMac will be more intuitive and more like accessing apps on the iPad or the iPhone. The big there are still a few iMac families. I think one of the iMac Pros is still at most recently still had an Intel chip, and I think they'll announce that every Mac now has a has an Apple chip in it as a processor, but that may or may not occur today. Again, it's been a pretty action-packed event so far. We haven't seen anything on the new AirPods, and we haven't seen anything on the new iPhones yet. So it's been again a lot today.
Yeah, and we're going to stick right here with this. Jim Kelleher, we want to thank you for joining us here, CFA Director of Research and Senior Technology Analyst.